All right, welcome to the Motive Podcast, where, what are we doing? Just kidding. Where we want to help you solve life's hardest problems and like the way you feel.
Okay.
Because, why? Because life's awesome. And you got to like the way you feel.
Life's great.
Even when you don't like the way you feel, we got to figure out how to like the way you feel. Because we're human.
So
Bree and I decided that we're no longer editing our podcast.
No, we just like talking.
Which is awesome, because it's not worth the time, and quite honestly, I don't think you care. When you talk with anybody else, if they cough, like, you just wait it out. So guess what?
Here we go.
You're going to get it raw, which is what therapy's all about anyway. So let's just be raw and imperfect. So.
Okay, so this is funny then.
Yeah.
We were just talking Shaden's mom.
You went there.
I'm going there.
So the other day I was like,
Shelly, if you're listening.
She's not. That's a, I was like, hey,
but
mom.
We should clarify. Your wife and your mom have the same name.
And
your aunt.
My aunt. And then there's another Shelly Bernoulli that isn't necessarily related to me that all live in Utah.
Yes. So there's like, what? 1, 2, 4 Shelly Bernoullis,
yeah,
in Utah.
We don't need to talk about my arranged marriage. Okay. Like, just kidding.
My daughter has an arranged marriage.
I know. I think most parents have a hoped for.
Uh-huh.
So I was talking to my mom the other day. We were over on a Sunday, and I said, hey, mom. She said, what? And I said, what do you think of my podcast? She doesn't usually, like, she's pretty confident with whatever it is she, like, uh-huh, that she thinks. And she was like, Shaden, I haven't listened to it. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, good to know, because now I'm going to talk about you.
We're going to talk about her because
she's the most amazing woman in the world.
She really is.
She's had a journey, that's for sure. But yeah, I guess it was disappointing.
But it leads us to a good question today.
Yeah.
How to deal with disappointment in a healthy way.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I might need more of your help on this one.
That's actually my 17-year-old daughter gave me this topic.
Did she?
She said, mom, you should talk about this.
Disappointment. Yeah. So what is disappointment?
Well,
like theoretically, like, what is it?
Well, I think it's your expectations
not
that are
met.
Not met. Yep.
So then if you use a formula, which I love, which not always I love, but then that means that if my expectations are out of whack,
mm-hmm,
or not even out of whack, maybe they're not even that. Maybe they're just totally normal, but somebody just didn't even come close to them.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to be disappointed.
And what about, like, in yourself thinking, you know, if you're younger, maybe it's grades, school, if you're, you know, striving for that next career path, you don't get the job, you make a batch of cookies, they completely fail.
Yeah,
you know, whatever it is. I mean, it's all around us, right?
Don't ever ruin cookies. That's a sin.
It happens.
Yeah. So what do you do?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going with?
Yeah. So how do you deal with it in a healthy way so that it's not, because I think so many people just beat themselves up when something doesn't go right. And especially kids nowadays who are not very resilient, you know, but even adults. I mean, I see people, things happen and they're so disappointed that they just can't even, you know, it's like life stops.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can't keep going.
What was it? A couple months ago? I mean, you and I just started, right? I think we'd had like one meeting together, and then we said, okay, let's meet again in a few days. And then I think you and I chatted on the phone a couple times, and you kind of were beginning to see how I work and like how I do things. And
yeah,
you came in and you're like, okay, I think you need to look at like your expectations for yourself and
you said
your expectations for others. And I was like, what do you mean? And you're like, your expectations are so much higher for yourself than they are for others. And I remember just sitting there and going, don't defend. And then thinking, she's completely right, which defensiveness, just so you know, usually indicates somebody's correct.
Uh-huh.
If you're feeling defensive, like somebody just hit some truth and you need to look into it. And so it's true. My expectations, when I am in the wrong focus in life, I think that's what drives them. So when my focus is on special, mm-hmm, when it's on approval, when it's on pleasing, when it's on
performance,
mm-hmm, when it's on earning worth, then my expectations follow suit.
Yeah.
And they are extremely irrational and very invisible, yet very alive And so
and it leads to a lot of disappointment.
And so that to me is where disappointment, that you want to cope with it correctly, that says to me, use disappointment as a red flag for you to do some introspection on why disappointment was created to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause not all disappointment is bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I want to be disappointed if I mistreat my son or my daughter.
Yeah.
I want to be disappointed if I mistreated my wife. I don't want to be disappointed for a week, but I want to be disappointed because it shows I care.
Yeah.
And I don't need to be like 100% disappointed, but I can be 25 to 40% disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, using it as a, instead of such an insecurity of failure, it's more of a, it's more of an indicator of learning,
mm-hmm.
and figuring out what it was that created that disappointment to begin with.
So take it and work backwards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then ask myself, was that okay? Was it okay to begin with to have had that
expectation?
Yeah. And then realize, no, it wasn't. And then I the word stop in therapy is a swear word. Stopping doesn't do anything. We must replace or do things instead. Mm-hmm. And so then replace it. What would I do next time?
Yeah.
So, because it will happen the next time. Life is quite repetitive.
Yeah.
There are very few instances where it's just a one-time thing.
So if I'm trying to think of specifics, then across the broad, I think it depends on your age too. You know what I mean? Disappointment for me might be because I didn't manage my day properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sat and read my book instead of getting my work done or interacting with my kids, or I said something to somebody in a conversation that was, you know, in fact, the other day, I happened to see a friend who I haven't seen for a long time, and I left the day and the conversation feeling very disappointed in myself because I didn't feel like I was my best self and I behaved in a way that was uncharacteristic for me. And I reached out and apologized to that person, you know, mm-hmm. for a few things had said. But so I think it depends on, you know, we all run into the similar things, but you know, for me, that might be it. For my husband, it might be, you know, reaching his numbers at work or, you know, building the fence or getting, you know, ABC done or whatever. I think that that's where he feels disappointment in himself, that he's like, crap, I have all this stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in the middle of remodeling a house and I'm not getting it done, you know, or where my kids feel disappointment in themselves because their friends wouldn't play with them or they didn't get the grade they were hoping for.
I think what you did though is awesome in that you highlighted a good principle of do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's key because a lot of our emotions will linger until we do something about it.
Yeah.
And sometimes just acknowledging it is all it takes. Other times you got to do something. And so you went and repaired something you felt wasn't in your realm of your character and nobody else gets to decide that but you.
Yeah.
And because somebody else could have said, you're fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
For you and your integrity said not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you changed it. And then I'm sure you were instantaneously relieved, if not even now a little bit high in a way of like, I did that. It feels good.
Yeah. I think it's important to go back. And I like how you said, you know, take it and go backwards and think, mm-hmm. okay, so if I feel really disappointed about this, then first of all, where did it start and why do I place so much importance on this? And, you know, how do I work myself backwards and then change from there on out?
So let me share a story with you that I share with this awesome company that I consult for. It's called Fox Pest Control. They're not a sponsor, but I could honestly, like, they would totally give me, like, and today's our podcast is sponsored by Fox Pest Control. But they do door-to-door sales over the country. If your kid's ever looking for a good job and a leadership opportunity and just to grow as a person and make some really good money, look them up there in Logan. But I speak, I do a lot of leadership training for them and like business consulting. And I've given a couple talks now with them where I tell the story about Joe Madden. And for any of you listening, if there are mothers out there listening and you know who Joe Madden is, you get a prize. Do you know who Joe Madden is, Bree?
Nope.
So Joe Madden is he's a baseball manager. Okay. And so you may have heard this story from, but he managed the Cubs when they won the year they won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably slaughtering this story, but I'm going to say it the way I want it because it makes the point, but it's true enough. And so the story goes is that he met with the players before the season started And he asked them, he said, by the raise of hands or something like that, by the raise of hands, how many of you want to win the World Series?
And they had not.
That a girl? Yeah. They hadn't, right? They hadn't won in like over 100 years. It was like the Cubs curse, right?
Okay. I know a little bit about this.
That a girl. Prize for Bree.
Thank you.
And they all raised their hands, obviously. They're professional athletes. If you're not wanting to win the World Series, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And so that was their expectation. All right. But he said, okay, every one of you look at each other, make a nod and say, okay. And then from what I've read, and again, it's probably slaughtering it, but he said, from now on, we're not talking about that.
About the World Series.
Done. Mm-hmm. We don't need to. It's set. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to focus on our process. Mm-hmm. The outcome is set. We don't need to talk about it anymore. But the process is what we need to execute. So if we win a game playing the wrong way, I'm not okay with it. Mm-hmm. If we lose a game playing the correct way, fine. But we will execute the process. We're not going to win by home runs. Like, we're going to play the game the way that I want to play it, the way we're supposed to play it, and we're going to win. Because the law of averages plays a big role in baseball. You have 162 games. Mm-hmm. So if you do the right process better than somebody else, the law of averages will take over. And you will win. Like, it's cool. There's statistics.
Yeah, that is neat.
It's literally, it'll happen. And so sorry, Joe, that I'm slaughtering your story, because I'm sure you could sue me over it. Please don't sue me. No, but he then brought out a box of t-shirts, as from what I hear, and said, he held one up and it said, try not to suck. And he said, this is our motto this year. Mm-hmm. Try not to suck. And I love that story so much, because first off, what did they do? They did win the World Series that year.
Huh. It's amazing.
And we say the phrase, do your best, a lot. That's what triggered the stories, because you said, I wasn't my best self.
Yeah.
And that expectation has gotten me in more trouble than anything, as you know. You know me. Because best is really another word for perfection in my book. Now, for others, it might not be. But for me, it's up there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's up there. And
it's like a trigger word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, but when I focus on, hey, try not to suck.
Yeah.
Don't try to hit a home run. Just swing. Like, just swing.
Yeah.
Do what you can and see what happens. Like, if you follow this process and just try not to suck at it, it's very likely that it'll happen.
Yeah.
And I teach people.
And you'll find success.
Huh?
You'll find success.
Yeah, it'll happen.
But your expectations are not.
Yeah.
So outrageous that you're just disappointed.
I mean, the examples are just in the hundreds. I mean, mm-hmm. when it comes to school and grades, it's like, okay, yeah, of course grades are something. What's your process?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, of course you want to get to heaven. Yeah. Don't focus on hell then.
Yeah.
And what's your process? Like, what have you been taught that's your process to get there, mm-hmm. to do that? And I mean, they just go all over the books. But when we focus on outcomes, which is what expectations usually are, mm-hmm. not always, because I think we can have expectations of what we do in our process, which I think is much more healthy, because you can replicate those.
Yeah.
If I step in the batter's box to play baseball, oh, I miss baseball, and I swing, like, I can execute what I know to do. But if I sit there and I say I have to hit a home run and focus on the expectation in an outcome form,
yeah,
I'm going to get tense, which my college baseball, if my coaches happen to be listening, they know that that happened to me.
Yeah.
And it ruined my whole career, because that's all I would focus on. And I didn't know it. I had no idea. And so.
Well, it's like you're setting yourself up for disappointment, because you're reaching so high that it's not impossible, but.
Well, it sets you up.
I think it's really dangerous.
It is dangerous, because it puts your happiness. And from our, you know, what we're building here at Motive Academy, it sets your worth up to be earned by the accomplishment of that outcome.
Yeah.
And I call that confidence. Mm-hmm. When you achieve outcomes, that's called confidence, but not worth. Mm-hmm. Worth is infinite.
Yep.
And that's our mission. And so yeah, I think that's I love that phrase. Try not to suck.
Yeah.
And if you can go to bed at night and say, did I just suck this up today? Sorry to use that word. My mom's always told me, don't say so. So, Mom, sorry. This is like the podcast that you might listen to. And I really don't say that word very often. And I know it's not like super vulgar, but I still like it. And but it's what he said. And so anyway, I think we can be a lot happier people.
One thing I was just thinking of is, I think sometimes when, Well, I think this is really important. When you have that disappointment, I think it's important to let it sit for a minute. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
It's got to marinate for a minute, because then you have to realize, I feel like this, so what can I change about that? And use that as a reason to change. You know, obviously, so we just discussed taking that and working backwards to see what you can change of your expectations. Mm. But I think it's important, too, to just kind of think, okay, I feel really disappointed. What, like, let it just sit for just a minute, not forever, because I think sometimes that can become dangerous.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to just, like, let it soak in for a minute and think, wow, I don't feel really great about that.
Well, because
so then
it's
how do I make that, how do I change?
Yeah, but I love what you're saying, because it's like when I ask people this all the time of, okay, so what would it be like if you didn't feel disappointed at all?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would that say?
Yeah.
Like you swatted your kid really hard.
Yeah.
And you're not disappointed? Like, that scares me.
Yeah.
No, like, your disappointment is the evidence of your character.
Yeah.
And so you're darn right, you better feel it, because
well, I think we all know somebody like that.
We do.
And it is, that is a scary combination.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, and like with your kids, I think it's really important too to allow them to be disappointed and not brush it under the table. Oh, you're fine. You're fine. You know, so much that happens.
Yeah, don't be.
You know, when we see people upset around us, I think we're afraid of that, and we want to just go, it's fine. Just get rid of it, you know.
So what you're saying, Bri, is stop being afraid of what you think are negative emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
And we could go on for hours about that we don't believe in them.
Yep.
Cool. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's awesome. Shelly, if you're listening.
Yeah. Mom, I love you. And I wanted to, I will.
We love
mom,
you.
My mom is a widow. As you know, my dad died and she's never remarried. And she's just fierce. She's a beautiful person. And I think it's easy to talk about my dad a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that way, because I am his only son and there's just a bond there. But I'm a lot like my mom. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And I resemble my dad, and I have some of his character traits, but I'm a lot like her, and we used to fight like cats and dogs because of it. But we've done a lot of good work. And so for any of you people out there that may, if you've ever had hard times with your parents, you can work it through. You can work it out and have an adult relationship with them. But she's awesome, and she's an example of faith and service. That's all she wants to do in her life is serve. So. Yeah, she's my go-to therapist. So thanks for listening, Mom.
I love it.
And I'm sure people will talk to you about this one, and that'll be good. So, all right, everybody.
All right.
Have a good one.
See you
Hope
later.
This makes you feel a little bit better.